News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Have been calls for a long time to introduce a four-day work week. Wouldn't it be lovely? But now some are suggesting we should still work 5 days as long as those days are only 6 hours long. Dr. Mansoor Soumra is a researcher on the future of work at Teesside University. He's the author of an upcoming book, Generalist Advantage. Mansoor, good morning.
Good morning.
It would be very nice if I could do a six-hour day. I'm not sure I've done one in at least a decade, but why would it be better than a shorter working week?
All right, yeah. Honestly, 5 days, 9 to 5, seems to be a drag. And the research that we're looking at, it shows that people at most, they are productive two-thirds of their day. And if that's the case, then shortening or compressing work hours or work days. So work hours is the six-hour workday concept, and work days is reducing it to a four-day working week. So both of these models appear to gain momentum, and they make sense considering that, you know, productivity takes a dip if we work for longer hours.
People get sniffy sometimes about the four-day week, but I've spoken to companies that have done it, and they say that the time they're in the office, they are more productive. So is this about squeezing productivity about the time you are working rather than the length of time you're working?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As I mentioned in my upcoming book, The Generalist Advantage, that in the future of work, in the contemporary modern times, when we look at these new models, we are trying to measure productivity not just by the number of hours we put at work, but more about the value we create at work, or in other words, the kind of high-impact contributions that we can make at work. And when it comes to that, it's not just time management. I think it's more of time, energy, and focus management. And the companies that we are researching on as part of the Future of Work Research Center here, we have seen data that the productivity has gone up with the shift from 8-hour working day to a 6-hour working day. We also see less number of sick days, so health benefits goes up. In addition to that, we see work-life balance. So there are tremendous case studies that we're looking at globally where reducing it to 6 hours. So for example, it's 9 to 3 then as a standard working hour, or some people adopt it as 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It helps them that they can pick their kids from school on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Or if there are dual working couples, so there are some additional benefits over there. So certainly increase of productivity.
Yeah, and well, it's kind of what we were tinkering around with working from home until employers felt they were being gypped somehow and pulled back at it. Dr. Mansoor Soumra, a researcher on the future of work at Teesside University in Britain. Thank you very much for joining us. Shane, I know a lot of fellas who do a six-hour day anyway, but that's a different conversation, isn't it?
You talking about anyone in particular?
No, not looking at you at all. Anyway, carry on.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.